Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au. And now, the human condition.
Yes, in our human condition segment, we're continuing a series on the so-called fruit of the spirit with our great guru, clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley. So far we've covered love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness. If you've missed any of them, they're all up on our Open House website podcast. Tonight, Lynn, goodness, welcome back.
Thanks, Lee.
It's lovely to see you. From a psychological perspective, how do we define goodness?
Now, this is a really difficult one to define because I think we use the term goodness a lot. And a lot of times we're using it because we're sticking to the rules, you know, staying on diets and doing all those things and being good. But goodness itself is about the ethical versus the sticking to the rules. It's like being ethically right or doing the things that are ethically correct.
Okay.
And that doesn't often mean sticking to the rules. It sometimes means doing something different. It also involves integrity, doing things that are a little bit, putting yourself out there that are different to what other people would do, but is for the good of others.
Yes.
Being wise, having a wise mind that looks at a number of aspects. It also, and I sat down with a number of words to try and put together what I would see goodness is from a psychological perspective. It also implies being powerful and courageous, tenacious, furious at injustice, ready to act in ways that help others and doesn't necessarily be out for self-serving.
Yeah.
So goodness is a lot more than just sticking to your diet.
That's good. There has been so much that has dovetailed in various perspectives tonight on the events of this past week, including especially this. We've often explored some of these human characteristics in the human condition by looking at what they are not. So perhaps what is not goodness?
Okay, goodness is not about being good and looking good and about appearing perfect.
Yeah.
It's not about being legalistic or being pious. It's not also about avoiding difficulties, like putting yourself in a sort of a space where only good things happen. You know, really, that's not really goodness. That's
no.
Just being protected. It's not about withdrawing. And it's not about doing the right thing, but it's about doing the moral thing. It's not covering your own back, you know, doing what, you know, you want to do to cover up your own side, you know. It's not about being safe.
Yes.
Now, there's a great quote, and thanks to my mother for this. She pulled it out of the C.S. Lewis Narnia books. Aslan was regarded as not safe, but good. And that's like God.
Wow. Yes, indeed. I've heard a bit about your mum.
Yes.
And she's good. She's gold by the sound of it. What are some of the studies, Lynn, in psychology reveal about goodness? Got much there?
Okay, there's a series of studies by Carl Aquino and Marjorie Laven, and they showed that people exposed to acts of uncommon goodness or virtue were significantly more likely to behave in like pro-social ways, which means like they were able to do things for others and do things in a proactive way rather than being reactive emotionally.
Yes.
Now, across four studies, they had about 1,000 participants, and there was a direct link between a person's exposure to media accounts of the extraordinary virtue and their desire to behave in ways that benefit humanity. The link is stronger in people who have morality as an important part of their sense of self. But the studies also showed accounts of uncommon goodness, you know, versus other positive stories that led to more generous behaviour in a dictator game. Now, the dictator game was basically when participants chose how much of a $20 prize they would give to themselves and how much they'd allocate to an anonymous charity or another person. But in another study, there was a 32% increase in donations to charity after they'd been exposed to uncommon goodness.
Wow, that's powerful.
But what was also really powerful in the study is that the charity that they donated to in this study actually helped to reintegrate incarcerated offenders back into the community. So it wasn't exactly a group likely to generate sympathy.
That's indeed. So what caused people to open their wallets, do you think?
Well, it seemed like from the studies that the acts of uncommon goodness unlocked a moral elevation. So they felt more moral themselves. And that has a suite of responses. So emotionally, they felt much better about things. Cognitively, they were thinking in a much more proactive way. Physically, they were feeling, you know, better physically. And that actually directly affected their pro-social behaviour. But it was also noticed that not only the acts of goodness caused elevation, but an act that was uncommonly good. So just ordinary goodness, like giving up a seat on the bus for an elderly person, that didn't do the same thing, but uncommon goodness.
Okay.
So in two of the studies, participants were presented with a true story of the Pennsylvanian Amish school shooting where Charles Roberts shot 10 children, killing 5, and then turning the gun on himself. So it's pretty similar just witnessed.
Yes.
In the aftermath, several Amish families grieved for the killer's widow, for the parents and the in-laws, and they went and sought them out to grieve with them. Mm. The community even gave money to the family, to the Roberts family, and this undoubtedly, the extraordinary act of kindness and goodness, it wasn't just an isolated example. They actually did it a number of times. And in separate studies too, people were asked to recall an act of uncommon goodness. They also had the same effect. They became much more proactive as well. So an act of uncommon goodness may be for us as an act of perhaps even showing compassion for the family of the Norwegian man who killed so many young people. That may actually have a proactive effect on the Norwegian community.
Very uncommon. Can I finally ask you this? How would you say that this could apply to us in real life? Let's get practical about it.
Okay, if we look at that, that suggests that the media, us, could have a profound effect positively on how people behave if we have more good news stories.
We do, actually.
Yes, we do have. And that's looking at our good news stories. That's brilliant, because actually what will happen, the implication is that we will have more fundraising efforts that are based on good news and proactive behaviour. And one of the other studies showed that people who see too much of the bad news stories, they have compassion fatigue. So if we want to avoid compassion fatigue, then we're actually better to do good news for stories and keep them in tune.
Yes. So a throw towards next week, we've got faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Which will be interesting to explore.
Yes. Yeah. So let's wait and see what we're going to do with that one.
Lynn Worsley, thanks very much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
In the human condition.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.